This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality. Modularity, one of the best warranties out there. I bring you the two best holster makers in the United States today. G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Hillary Clinton, because she was awake, responded to the knife attack in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at the mall. And to the bombing in New York's Chelsea neighborhood by a gay-hating Afghan-born Islamist who was a naturalized American citizen, warned us not about the dangers of radical Islam, but of intolerance to Muslim Americans. Because we are all just going to rush out and start lynching every Muslim American we find. She said, let us remember, there are millions and millions of naturalized citizens in America from all over the world. There are millions of law-abiding, peaceful Muslim Americans. Thank you, Hillary. Thank you so much for pointing out what we already know. There are a lot of naturalized American citizens, including the 858 from which we euphemistically called special interest countries naturalized by mistake due to the use of multiple identities and fingerprints not digitized in any database. This is where Donald Trump talks about a cessation of admitting refugees from these countries until we know what we're doing. Clearly, we do not know what we're doing with these guys. What other mistakes are being made that will naturalize the next Mohammed Atta? Dozhkar Tsarnaev became a naturalized citizen before he and his brother used pressure cookers to bomb the Boston Marathon. Ahmed Khan Rahami became a naturalized citizen before he became a jihadi Johnny Appleseed, planting pipe bombs and pressure cooker bombs in New Jersey and New York neighborhoods. They both, in effect, took up arms against the United States and its citizens, which you would think amounts to a renunciation of their U.S. citizenship. They become citizens and then attack it. Tamerlan Tsarnaev traveled repeatedly to Dagestan and Chechnya, once spending 6 months there. Rahami traveled to Afghanistan, returning radicalized. Did anyone care to monitor their movements and their motives? Pantsuit says if you see something, say something. Yet is the first to cry profiling and Islamophobia when we monitor Islamist activities and conduct surveillance on radical mosques. The San Bernardino shooters could have been stopped if a neighbor had not been intimidated by political correctness into not reporting their suspicious activity. Though there are those who warn against trading liberty for safety and protecting the constitutional rights of naturalized American citizens. My Constitution has a clause about protecting the rights of all American citizens against our enemies, foreign and domestic. We have a right not to be killed, don't we? Isn't that what we're always told when it comes to guns? We have a right not to be killed. Naturalized citizens are invited to be American citizens on condition of their loyalty to this country and its beliefs. They do not have a right to be here. Now, saying that, there would be those that would remind us that the Statue of Liberty invites the poor, huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And indeed, we invite those to America who wish to become American, but not those who live in Islamist enclaves in places like Dearborn, Michigan and Minneapolis. We are Americans who yearn to keep on breathing, unimpeded by shrapnel from an exploding pressure cooker, or being stabbed at the mall by an Islamist who sees America as an infidel waiting to be slain. Perhaps the goofiest response to Islamist terror was that of Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton, who responded to the St. Cloud knifing attack by issuing a love it or leave it order, not to Islamist killers like Dehar Aden, but to American citizens of Minnesota who might be the victims of the next jihadist attack. In response to the stabbing of 9 people at the Crossroads Center Mall in St. Cloud, he pleaded not for vigilance, but for tolerance. I ask everyone in the St. Cloud area and throughout Minnesota to raise above this atrocity and act to make religious and racial tolerance one of the ways in which Minnesotans again lead our country. I'm sure that ISIS heard that and they were like, oh, we better not go there. Tolerance for a potential jihadi, but not for potential victims who publicly express their fear of unrestricted admission of refugees from hotbeds of terror. That's bad. The Daily Caller reminds us of what Dayton said a year before in all places, St. Cloud itself. He said, look around you. This is Minnesota. Minnesota is not like it was 30 or 50 years ago. This is Minnesota, and you have every right to be here. And anybody who can accept your right to be here, and this is Minnesota, should find another state. If you are that intolerant, if you're that much of a racist, or a bigot, then find another state. Find a state where the minority population is 1% or whatever. It's not that in Minnesota. It's not going to be, again, it's not going to be that in St. Cloud or Rochester or Worthington. In Minnesota, there are 30,000 Somalis. There are currently federal charges against nearly a dozen Somalis who are suspected of traveling or trying to travel to join ISIS. A clear sign that radicalization has made serious inroads into the Somali community. Does Dayton forget the Minneapolis airport worker who gave his life for the Islamic State? Coming from Investors Business Daily, Fox affiliate KMSP-TV in Minneapolis-St. Paul has reported the case of, wow, that's a name, Abdirahman Muhammad, who before he went to Syria to fight and die for Islamic State, worked at Delta Global Services, a wholly owned subsidiary of Delta Airlines. His job was to clean aircraft, and he had a security clearance that gave him unfettered access to the tarmac and passenger jets. New York Daily News reports that the 29-year-old Mohammed died in the same battles. 33-year-old Douglas McCain, another Minnesotan, recruited by ISIS. Mohammed and McCain were said to be friends in high school, with Mohammed becoming politically active in the Twin Cities Somali community. He's one of at least 16 Minnesotans, according to Reuters, who've gone overseas to fight and train with ISIS. John Hinderaker notes in his Powerline blog, it wasn't many years ago that Minnesota would not have been a hotbed of Islamist recruiting. But the Somalis in the area have changed that. And it is fertile ground for the Islamic State. It appears to be copying the recruiting strategy of Al-Shabaab. So Minnesota leads the way in Islamist recruiting. Something that Mark Dayton ignores at the peril of his constituents. Tolerance has made it that way. And both he and Hillary are wrong that such jihadists have a right to be there or anywhere. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. Those who go abroad to be radicalized should forfeit their passport and their citizenship. Sharia law does not trump the Constitution. And it should not be allowed in here. Those who look at the other way should never become president of the United States. Ever. That last poll we just heard, that's a bunch of nonsense. Don't even worry about that you heard in the news. We're flipping. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
To you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality and indestructibility, that also makes a bit of a difference. Check them up. Check them out, rather. You know, we woke up to another riot this week where 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott, who apparently had a handgun when the cops were walking up, got shot because he failed to drop the handgun after the police ordered him to drop the handgun. And he was shot by Officer Brentley Vinson. Both Scott and Vinson are black American. A woman claiming to be Scott's daughter said in a video posted on Facebook that her father was unarmed and had a book, not a gun. They did not find a book at the scene. They did find a gun at the scene. Officers requested medical help and performed CPR on Scott. Vinson has been placed on administrative leave while the shooting is investigated. Withholding judgment from this because, you know, there is no full report coming out yet. Ferguson certainly turned out to be a lot different once a report was issued. So, in other words, hands up, don't shoot, never actually happened. So we wait for the facts to emerge before we say this or that about this police officer's behavior. But we can say a couple of things that go beyond this incident. Number one, are we now at a point in our history where people loot stores or hurt officers just because someone tells them a black man was shot by a police officer? In this case, the police officer is black, but that does not matter, apparently. Are we fact-based at all? Number two, who organizes these riots? They certainly happen rather quickly, don't they? Don't these people that are looting have lives or jobs to attend to? It sort of seems like there's just lots of people just waiting for the text to go out and then go out and do some damage somewhere. Everywhere, wherever this happens, seems like that's what's happening. Number three, and this is very important. How are we going to get people to serve in our police forces after these incidents? How can we expect men and women of diverse races to go out and put themselves under this kind of second-guessing and ruthless scrutiny? Who cares about blue lives and the families that they go to every day? This is a horrible situation, and we sort of need a leader who will stand up for the rule of law and not go on a black radio talk show to energize an unenergized base, probably like Hillary has been doing. But, I mean, have you ever thought about that? How does this happen so fast? How does this get out there and become so organized so quick with so many people? So, I hate that it happens anywhere. I hate that it happens anywhere because the people doing it, okay? The people doing it. See, when I get out there and I talk about the professional race agitators, they weren't there when this riot broke out. They did not get there that quick. Something else is at work here. Either that or we have cells of them, sleeper cells of them working all around the places. And it's not for me to say that that's not actually true, but, I mean, that's me speaking tongue-in-cheek. Having put it that way, however, to what end, what purpose does it serve to break into a CVS and loot it if a black man gets shot with a gun? And the next question, what about all the black people who get killed in Chicago? You know, Chicago, based upon this criteria, Charlotte, just based on Charlotte alone, there should be no inner city in Chicago. The riots should be going on just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It should be a war zone. It should be like Judge Dredd in Chicago. But now it's not even about race. It's not even about race anymore. It is not even about race. Now it's about police. It's about a profession. And what happens. And unfortunately, a byproduct that is going to occur, if a police officer is telling you to do something and you fail to do it, like I heard that they brought charges against this female officer who shot the guy who was going back to the car, who lowered his hands and stuck his hands in the car. What kind of nonsense is that? I am not a criminal. Sometimes I drive too fast. That's my law breaking. But I've never been pulled over for driving too fast. I've been pulled over for other things, but never driving too fast. And when they tell me what they need from me, I simply give it to them. And no, I am not bowing or kowtowing or giving up my rights doing it. If I don't like the way society works around me, then I have to exit the society and find the one I want to like. There are none out there where there is not some authority, some way, trying to keep the peace. Here in these United States, people actually keeping the peace are the citizens who are law-abiding. And that makes the police, it makes their job a little easier. But that doesn't mean that I get to act out or something. Freedom is not anarchy. Okay, freedom comes a bit of responsibility, just like with carrying a gun. With freedom comes a little bit of responsibility. But the speed with which all of these riots seem to ignite, there's some accelerant in place somehow that just makes this happen. And then, you know, they're off looting things and burning things and breaking things and shooting each other. I think a young black man was shot by another young black man in Charlotte. And that's one that I've heard about. I'm not sure if that's all or if there's been more since then. But how does that happen? How are we having all of this stuff ignite that quick? I just wonder. When we get back, we're going to talk about the Islamic Protection Act.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
GCN and Youngevity are bringing Dr. Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo, Vice Presidential Marketing Director with Youngevity and the GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet Dr. Joel Wallach for leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth. Visit wallachhawaii.com, teamgaday.com, or call 808-436-5025. 808-436-5025.
Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I have run these ruthlessly, and I have had no issues with them. I still have the first one, and I can't wait till the next one. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. 40 minutes after the explosion in Chelsea Saturday night, Donald Trump told a crowd in Colorado that a bomb had gone off in New York and said, "We better get very tough, folks. We better get very, very tough." And then for the next 48 hours, the media denounced Trump for jumping to conclusions about a bomb, and especially for the wild suggestion the government policy had had anything to do with it. That night, CNN boasted that it placed numerous requests to the Trump campaign demanding his evidence that it was a bomb. This explosive-filled device with a detonator that blew up in a dumpster. What makes you think it was a bomb? Hoping to get a snappy, you know, reply from the pouty pantsuit in Trump's wild leap from an explosion in a dumpster to a bomb, the press asked her to comment on Trump's conclusion, as they termed his statement of the blinding obvious. pantsuit referred to the bombing as a bombing, then snipped. I think it's important to know the facts about any incident like this. I think it's always easier to wait until you have information before making conclusions. So true, there was a bombing, but that doesn't mean there was a bomb. Let's not fly off the handle here. It could have been an exploding edible arrangement. Even after the dumbest mammal in North America, which is New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, had admitted it was a bomb, journalists were still indignant that Trump had called a bomb before they said so. On CNN's Inside Politics on Sunday, the New York Times' Maggie Haberman said that even Trump supporters worry that he often gets ahead of information and that Democrats would make an issue of his not being careful that he doesn't wait for facts, that he just goes off and talks. I couldn't care less about him getting ahead of the facts. Isn't that what you guys do every time somebody uses a gun? Don't you get ahead of facts? Isn't that what the New York Post did when during the D.C. Naval Yard shooting? Here we go again. AR-15 on the cover. Never had one in. There was never one at the D.C. Naval Yard. AR-15s are not issued in the military, but you got ahead of facts. Sorry. CNN's Sarah Murray complained that Trump seizes on these moments so instantly before we have the facts. Instead of instantly seizing on this moment to assume Trump was wrong, maybe she could have waited until all the facts were in to prove him wrong. Huh? Yeah. On CBS's Face the Nation, the Washington Post's Ruth Marcus announced, "I'm a facts girl." That's great, Ruth. If I ever see you on one of these dating websites, I'll know how to recognize you. But she continued, "So I think this response, I'd like to wait for the facts until I comment, is always a good idea." So the media was enraged that Trump was sensible enough to realize what had happened. Because he could have been wrong. But he wasn't wrong, was he? As Trump said, "I should be a newscaster because I called it before the news." On Monday morning, Pantsuit was doing PR work for Islam, calling the culprits bad guys, but stressing that we're not going to go after an entire religion. And that's what they do. Nobody cares about the religion part of it. Nobody cares about if they're getting on one knee and taking the body of Christ and drinking some juice and all this other stuff. Nobody cares about that. Islam is not a religion. It's a system. It's a way of life. It's politics. It's finance. It's morals. It's oppressive. And it's based upon submission. But I guess you can never be too careful when dealing all of those deplorable, irredeemable Americans now, can you? A few hours later, New Jersey police caught the suspect, an Irish Catholic altar boy from Teaneck named Seamus Patrick O'Sullivan. No, they caught Ahmad Khan Rahami, and they had to shoot him. This is the double talk that we're forced to endure every time we have a terrorist attack. As described in Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, our media and politicians are pretty quick to jump to the conclusion that terrorist attacks have absolutely nothing to do with Islam before they have the facts. The night a truck bomb was found smoldering in Times Square, Bloomberg went on CBS Evening News and said he thought it was somebody homegrown. Maybe somebody with a political agenda that doesn't like the health care bill or something. So in other words, a conservative is what he was saying. The morning after the massacre at a gay nightclub in Orlando, NBC's law enforcement analyst Jim Cavanaugh said his best guess was that the shooter was a person rooted in white hate movements and had picked the club because it's a diverse club and he hates diverse people. He's talking about me. And if you're Caucasian, he's talking about you. I have the perfect alibi, of course, because if I ever found myself in a gay nightclub, you know, I'd probably be too busy signing autographs to shoot anybody. The fact that the shooter was a second-generation Muslim immigrant named Omar Mateen, who had repeatedly pledged his allegiance to ISIS during the attack, was treated by our media as one of those many strands of evidence, not nearly as important as the possibility that Mateen might be gay, or that he had been scarred by America's endemic homophobia. After the 2009 Fort Hood attack by Major Nidal Hassan yelling, "Allahu Akbar," Obama warned Americans not to jump to conclusions. You deplorable, irredeemable Americans, you. Always jumping to those unwarranted conclusions. He proceeded to label the jihadist attack as an act of workplace violence. To his credit, his policies have reduced workplace violence considerably by putting so many Americans out of work. And his administration took weeks to settle on a motive for the San Bernardino terrorists, despite their having pledged allegiance to ISIS while committing the attack. That night, the L.A. Times falsely reported that an office dispute had preceded the slaughter. You know, you took my safe. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. You're dead. So the left has decided that white America is a declining demographic, and they're going to treat Muslim grievance groups like NARAL. We are with you on everything. Probably just a coincidence that Muslim immigrants are advantageous to the Democrats' electoral prospects. We used to send scouts to ride ahead and look for Indians. If the scouts returned saying there were 6,000 Sioux on the other side of the ridge, no one cared about their horsemanship or the language they used. Trump is the only politician in 50 years to say immigration security is national security. And the media doesn't want to listen to that. But you know who's listening to that? Pantsuit, do you want to know who's listening to that? The voters are listening to that, Pantsuit. Yeah, they are. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. About to hand it off one more time to GCN. When we get back, we're going to talk about confiscation. This is Lock and Load.
Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro-Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away three copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-5795. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-5795. 1-800-959-5795.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And indestructibility and modularity and so many other things. Check them out. If you've never looked at these, if you've never seen one, if you've never held one in your hands, go to tacticalholsters.com. Universal background checks. That's the thing everybody's pining for. That's because, well, you don't have to believe me. The National Institute of Justice said this in 2013. They said effectiveness depends on gun registration for that to work. Criminalizing the transfer of firearms between law-abiding citizens, the only ones who would undergo background checks, has nothing to do with preventing violence, but everything to do with registering gun owners. The Second Amendment provides the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Incarcerating persons who fail to register to exercise this constitutional right sort of is infringing, isn't it? Yeah, I think it is. The European Union mandated that its members impose central electronic registration on all lawful gun owners. Attention, hackers. Now, in response to recent terrorist attacks, now they seek to ban many types of firearms commonly possessed for sport and self-defense. So, since they have a gun registry, guess what? If they ban them, they can just go pick them up. The terrorists, however, forgot to register their weapons, so they won't be turning them in. State would have it in 2013, the 80th anniversary of Hitler coming to power. Germany was the first to comply with the EU diktat. Completely forgotten was Germany's, or rather Europe's, rather regretful experience in that exercise before. Requiring registration and banning certain firearms was a familiar panacea in the late 1930s. In 1931, in Germany's Weimar Republic, street violence between communists and Nazi thugs prompted the executive branch to decree the registration of firearms. The Interior Minister warned that their records must not fall into the hands of extremists. Well, they fell into the hands of extremists in 1933 when Hitler seized power and used them to disarm the Social Democrats and other enemies of the state. Doesn't that sound like the way the Democrats refer to me and you as enemies of the state? Isn't Chris Murphy out there saying people who want gun rights are the ones that hate government? Do you see the correlation here that makes me nervous a little bit? In 1938, the German police used the records to disarm the Jewish population so none could resist the attacks during the Kristallnacht, the Night of the Broken Glass. The sword in France in 1935 was the excuse for similar registration. That was just in time for the Nazi invasion in 1940. German soldiers put up posters warning that civilians who failed to surrender their firearms within 24 hours would be shot. With France defeated, the French police had only to consult their own registration records to identify disobedient gun owners and turn them over to the German firing squads. Many were executed while others used their guns in the resistance. In the United States, in reaction to organized crime created by Prohibition and to Depression-era gangsterism, the National Firearms Act of 1934 was enacted, requiring registration of narrow classes of firearms, such as machine guns. The Department of Justice unsuccessfully tried to talk Congress into requiring handgun registration. After Pearl Harbor, the gun control movement vanished as the need to learn to shoot became paramount. Needed to learn how to shoot at that time. It was deja vu in 1968 when the bills were proposed in Congress requiring firearm registration. Opponents invoked the Nazi experience. Proponents denied that the Nazis used records to disarm enemies, which was a lie. A government study concluded it was unable to locate references to any German use of registration lists to collect firearms. And that's because they didn't look very far. Although it acknowledged a law imposing the death penalty for a Pole or Jew possessing a firearm, Congress rejected registration. And now, gun controllers are back with proposals for universal background checks and a ban of any firearm arbitrarily labeled as an assault weapon. Again, violations would carry long prison sentences. And meanwhile, terrorists murder people in America and Europe in gun-free zones. Potential victims are to be protected by being registered, disarmed, arrested, and imprisoned if they fail to comply. Right now, Europeans are pushing back against the restrictions, but the EU has no Second Amendment. The United States does, however, and its citizens understand the plain words shall not be infringed. The purpose of the Constitution is not only to limit government power, but also to allow ordinary persons to have a plain statement of their rights so they can protect them. And that plain statement is gun ownership. That's pretty plain. Yeah? You don't like what I'm saying? What are you going to do? You know, that kind of thing. Right now, while they're talking about all this, we just had this weekend of terror. Minnesota, New Jersey, New York. NBC has reported that authorities fear there may be an active terrorist cell in New York City or New Jersey. Now, the terrorist, Ahmad Khan Rahami, we've since learned he was a deadbeat dad who took multiple lengthy trips to Afghanistan but didn't pay his child support, and naturalized citizen, hated America. Too many of these people that we have allowed into the country believe in Sharia law and other destructive cultural norms from their homeland. We talk about this all the time here in South Carolina. In South Carolina, we talk about all the people coming from the North that bring with them their liberal ideas. Then they tell us how stupid we are and how we should listen to them. Of course, they're not running for anything, but give it time. Give it time. We're drowning in terrorism here in the United States. If you fell into the ocean with your shoes and your backpack attached and started sinking, what would be the first thing you would do? Even liberals would say drop the extra weight and then start swimming. But when it comes to immigration, the liberals' approach is to add another backpack with a few pounds of lead. So at minimum, there has to be at minimum a temporary stop on Middle Eastern refugees and immigrants entering this country. I know that all of them aren't terrorists, but all the terrorists are with them. They're mixed in the middle of them. It only takes a few. Last week, White House spokeshole Josh Earnest stated the Obama administration and State Department's goal to admit 1,300 refugees in 2017. When challenged by a reporter, he allayed concerns by saying they would be refugees not just from the Middle East, but from various parts of the world. Well, the Near East includes countries like Iran, Iraq, Syria, Palestine, and Turkey. And all of these countries are rampant with terrorist cells who would like nothing more than to enter the United States of America. A few more pounds on our back while we try to swim our way out of the mess that has been created here. Rahami was born in Afghanistan, immigrated to America, was naturalized as a U.S. citizen. How can this be true that, you know, these naturalized people just do this stuff? He came through our immigration and vetting system, and it failed. Democrats believe that if someone goes through our incompetent bureaucracy and checks a few boxes that say, I am not a terrorist, or I am seeking asylum, at that point, they are vetted. So, you know, Donald Trump shows up. There's somebody to pivot to and bash his policies. They called it a recruitment tool for ISIS. ISIS is quite, opportunistic. They love it when the moms demand that attention, get out there and start talking. They'll just get out there and say, yeah, ban those guns. Go for that gun control. We have that here as well. That's how we line these people up and shoot them in the back of the head, or saw their heads off, or set them on fire, or put them in a cage and drop them in the water. Or sometimes, for real good giggles, we put them in a car and hit it with an RPG. But we couldn't nearly do that nearly as often if they were armed. So by all means, ban guns, America, because we're coming and we're bringing the meat cleavers. Tim Kaine thinks that Clinton deserves to be president because of legislation giving first responders aid from 9/11. There's a lot more to it than that, pal. Between now and then, we're going to be back in 21 hours. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, always going to be about total control. We're in a different time here. Go everywhere armed. Stay safe. Heads up. This has been Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the pulse. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.